Education officials released standardized test scores today for students across Rhode Island. Now, on average, the state saw gains in math and a small bump in English. But achievement gaps persisted and in some cases even widened. Rhode Island Public Radio's Elizabeth Harrison has been combing through this report and joins us now.
Hi, Dave.
Okay, let's start with the big picture. It looks at least a little encouraging.
Well, that's right. The state saw gains of about 5 percentage points on average in math and 2 percentage points in English. So, as Education Commissioner Ken Wagner put it, the scores are heading in the right direction. But to put this in a broader perspective, fewer than a third of all students in Rhode Island met expectations in math, and a little less than 40% met expectations in English. So clearly we're nowhere near where we'd like to be.
Now, with all the focus on achievement gaps for minority and low-income students, are we seeing any movement there?
Unfortunately, not really. It's kind of the same story we see year after year. Urban schools that serve many of the state's low-income and minority students continue to struggle and score well below the state average. And you see particularly low scores in places like Central Falls, Providence, Woonsocket. At the same time, wealthier communities tended to have higher scores. Overall, about 44% of suburban students were sort of at grade level on the PARC test this year. On the English test, gaps for students with disabilities grew. And in math, gaps for Black and Hispanic students grew. So it's pretty discouraging. I should point out, though, that individual schools can sometimes buck this trend. There's Classical High School in Providence. It's an exam school, but that's one example of an urban high school that has quite strong test scores. The Learning Community Charter School Elementary School in Central Falls saw some really big gains this year. And Blackstone Valley Prep, a Mayoral Academy charter school that serves students from both urban and suburban communities, continues to have strong test scores.
Now, you mentioned the Providence scores were quite low. What about some of the other larger school districts like Cranston and Warwick?
Okay, so Warwick overall had about 37% of students meet expectations in English. It was a little lower in math, about 27%. That's right around the state average. In Cranston, the results are almost identical in math, a couple percentage points higher in English, but very similar results. This is considerably higher than a district like Providence, but it's also a lot lower than some of the wealthier communities in the state. Overall, Barrington seems to be the highest performing district. They had more than 74% of their students at grade level in English and about 66% in math. So you can see there are some really big differences.
This is the second year for that PARC test, so it's a pretty new standardized test. And last year, some parents did protest that test. They had their kids sit out. Did that happen this year?
Dave, it looks like the opt-out movement is quieting down somewhat. Overall, the state's participation rates were at 96%, a good increase from last year. And it's important because it means that Rhode Island will not risk the loss of some federal funding that is tied to standardized testing participation rates. However, there are still some individual schools and districts that continue to see lower participation rates, and that means they can't be commended schools, and they may see that affect their annual state report cards.
Did state education officials offer any explanation for why the scores, on average, are so low, or how to change that?
That's really the big question, and it's a hard one to answer because there's not one thing that's going to make that happen. But Education Commissioner Ken Wagner talked about some factors, time for teachers to get together and problem solve, the need for newer, better curriculum, and the need to stick with the program, not change policy every couple of years. He also brought up a theme he's discussed before, rethinking high school to make it more engaging. He seems to want to take the emphasis off of these test scores. Results. He talked about taking down the temperature on testing, and the state has eased testing requirements for high school students. I do think, Dave, that over time, students and teachers will get more accustomed to this new test, and that may help the scores too.
Okay, Elizabeth Harrison, the news director here at Rhode Island Public Radio, and Elizabeth also covers education. And thanks for breaking down this latest standardized test scores.
You're welcome, Dave.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.